Section 9 of Gangsters and Covert Operations. Why the Bullies Win. The good old rock through the window demand protection money charade. What all this means politically is that the way things are now, with people having no access to their cognition, it works so well for those who think they must live fundamentally via harming and deceiving others to simply arrange via backdoor manipulations a traumatically terrifying operation, get the general public to identify with it as fellow terrorees, and then the most powerful, harmful, deceiving manipulators are presented as the savior. And to top it off, they warn darkly that we must have absolute secrecy to protect you even better. Can you believe this? Of Gangsters and Covert Operations, exactly the same dynamic, just different wording. Hasn't anyone seen this movie about a zillion times? When I was growing up, they replayed this theme on every gangster show 1,000 times a week. Was I really the only one who saw it? Then they called it Gangsters. I think now they call it Covert Operations. I mean, doesn't anyone notice? See, first they hire some darky. In the old days, it was an unshaven, hunchback, shifty-eyed Italian stevedore type, probably one of them darky anarchists. They hire them, sometimes putting a gun to their head if necessary, to throw a rock through the poor storekeeper's window and pause just long enough for his sinister, slobbering profile and them shifty eyes to be glimpsed by all before scampering away. Then, the next day, a smooth-talking insurance salesman with a couple of beefy sidekicks come by, offering protection against the sinister darkies if you'll just pay some protection money. I think they, the big spy propaganda agencies, the Republicans, the media, the academics, are laughing uproariously all the way to the blood bank at anyone who takes their idiot cover stories seriously. I think they're laughing at anyone who seriously falls for any of it. That's what I think. If the members of the general public are relying on a believing in regarding true and false, and are relying on a believing in regarding helpful or harmful, all based upon security anxiety judgment, attachment judgment, well, then obviously the most harmful and deceitful will prevail every time. Attachment judgment is for knowing that danger is present. Cognition judgment is for figuring out from where the danger actually comes. It's a very, very, very different process, and a very different system. Where there is smoke, there is fire. But that says absolutely nothing about who the arsonist is. If, however, the general public is using their attachment system to indeed know that danger is present, yes, but is using their cognitive judgment, which is a different judgment system entirely, to figure out just where from the danger and trauma actually emanates, and what the pathways to actual good security actually are, then the harmful and the deceitful lose all their harm and deceit power in a flash. Frame-ups of Joan, Bill, and a billion times in between, before, and since. Frame-ups. the main stock in trade of the deranged ones. As long as attachment judgment for figuring out truth prevails, then the most criminally sociopathic will prevail. And under that circumstance, the most helpful persons, who, by definition, could never pull such manipulations in the first place, then the most helpful persons will not only be without standing, but will often enough be framed up for the crimes of the deceitful, harmful ones. On the other hand, when cognition judgment, for figuring out accurate from inaccurate, and helpful and harmful, when cognition judgment prevails, then harmful manipulations are automatically, accurately exposed via anyone and everyone's cognitive process from the first moment of their unfolding, making such operations so counterproductive to the manipulator's purposes that they just simply don't take place anymore. When attachment judgment prevails through a population, then the bullies, the most deceitful and harmful, will prevail, and the most helpful, anti-harming, and intelligent will be destroyed. Et voila! Holocaust. There, here, everywhere. When cognition judgment prevails throughout a population, then the bullies will be exposed so rapidly and automatically that they will cease to exist as a large-scale force, and the most helpful, anti-harming, and intelligent will, again, as an obvious to all matter, have the most general influence. Thus, the point of the 3-hour talk, the point of it is to give the general population access to their cognitive judgment. Logical Types, copyright William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton, presents the blueprint, so to speak, the graph paper, again, so to speak, of the actual structure of human intelligence and the means by which to employ it to find and identify consistency, accuracy, and helpfulness across all social and political matters. And that blueprint, that graph paper, so to speak, is the Logical Types and Logical Levels System of Social Calculations. Copyright 2005, William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton, imagine9.com.